Is a no always a no? Not if you know your material. I have turned so many no's into a yes simply by knowing what I'm pitching inside and out. Many times a no is a no because someone doesn't know something and it's your responsibility to enlighten them so they can make an informed decision. Before you pitch, know what you are pitching at a deep level. So if someone rejects your offer, you can confidently counter with information they may not have previously considered. But be ready, because if you aren't prepared, you can get clobbered with another definitive no. For example, if you pitch that you have the best deal, but you can't answer how your rate compares to your competitors, you're at a dead end with the no. However, if someone tells you no because they are already using a similar service, you could counter with, well, if you're happy paying $700 a month, I'll leave you alone. But if you want to try the same service with our company for $500 a month and better customer service, I'd love to have your business. The pitch challenge today? Spend half your day becoming more acquainted with what you're pitching, whether you are pitching yourself, a new business venture, a product, or a story. Research the competition, take inventory on what's new with what you are pitching, and then identify three unique assets about your offering. The key is to know what they don't know and pitch with confidence to overcome a no.